up to that. And,
okay. Play again if you'd like, or play start in, because I thought it was really great up until just that last kind of.
Yeah.
So, you know, start.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is a brief one, but an important one. Today's show is about Veterans Day. We all know Veterans Day is a time to pay tribute and honor to those who serve and those who've served and are still with us. Remember, Veterans Day and Memorial Day are different. Memorial Day is to reflect and remember those who lost lives in service to their country. Confusing the two or combining the two diminishes the importance of both. As we express our appreciation on Veterans Day, many will find ways to celebrate and remember the sacrifices made by those in uniform in a manner that's personal. A friend, a relative, or neighbor who served comes to mind as we take a moment to reflect on what that person did to serve our nation. What does Veterans Day mean to me, a son, and an uncle of two family members in the military? There's actually a long line of those who served within my family tree, and probably yours too. Veterans Day means that we pause to remember those who came before us as well as those currently in uniform. Our rich history, preserved by the stories they tell, which can be passed on from generation to generation and have been passed on in my family. Many this week commented to me directly or via social media their almost shocked reaction to our U.S. presidential election. This Veterans Day, I want to thank all those who've served and say, as many others have, how grateful I am for our hard-fought freedoms that include the democracy we cherish and to have a chance to vote, good, bad, or indifferent. Countless individuals, organizations, and groups support our troops. They do a great job, often filling in where other resources left off. Wherever there's a veteran in need, somebody steps up to help in some form or fashion. In paying tribute to our veterans, our individual or group expression can range from displaying our country's flag, donating to the veterans' charity of your choice, to the music you're listening to right now, that being played by my mom, VJ Vogelzang, and her rendition of the Marines' hymn on accordion, in honor of her grandson, my nephew, currently serving in the United States Marine Corps. Today, I honor my father, Roger Vogelzang, who was a United States Air Force captain and a U.S. Air Force physician during the Korean conflict, some would call war, but which ended in a ceasefire. My nephew, Wyatt Vogelzang, is currently serving in the Marine Corps, as I say. To all veterans, past, present, and future, I salute you and thank you for your service. Let's face it, military training can be tough. I'm going to read a brief comment from my nephew, Wyatt Vogelzang, which appears on his Facebook page and is from last year. For those of you who don't know, I've enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. Although I'd been thinking about it for a while beforehand, going through with it was somewhat of a spontaneous decision, and it may take many of you by surprise. I am joining because I believe deeply in the principles this country was founded on, whether or not the wars we fight today directly protect those principles. For anyone wondering, no, I do not wish to kill people. When I first told them, my parents were not pleased. However, as they've learned more about what I'm doing and things have settled down, they have come to accept my decision. They still wish I were pursuing something else like going to college, but they've been supportive of me, for which I'm very thankful. The actual enlistment process so far has been good, or as good as doing medical checks and paperwork can be to qualify. They had me checked out medically to make sure I wasn't physically disabled, and had me take an entrance exam and ran background checks on me to make sure I was not an international crime lord. I'm shipping to boot camp this coming Monday. I'm very nervous, which I'm told is normal, but I still feel I'm doing the right thing. Boot camp lasts 13 weeks, assuming nothing goes wrong, in which case it could be longer, which I'm sure will rank among the less pleasant weeks of my life so far. However, I am confident that it's been worth it. After boot camp, they ship me off to Marine combat training, where I will learn basic combat skill. Combat training does not mean I will be going into combat. My job is going to be in the communications field, which means I will be working with technology as opposed to out patrolling for terrorists. Some may think this is a bad decision and that I am wasting my life by joining the Marines. I cannot change your mind about this, and time will tell whether or not it's a good or bad decision. But just know, I'm happy with it. As Wyatt's uncle, I've known Wyatt his entire life. I've always been impressed with Wyatt. I know Wyatt was both mentally and physically challenged during boot camp at Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. Please check out the photo of Wyatt as he responds to commands from the drill instructor for a visual you won't forget. You can hear the yelling through the photo. To all veterans who've served and are serving, we're grateful for your sacrifice, and we sincerely thank you.